first up to Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth for a look at the money news, and he's with us this morning. Good morning. The commodity price index. This is what weakness in the currency can do for you.
Yeah, that's right. Morning, Tim. So, yeah, so much going on with regards to the economy at the moment. You've got, you know, soaring house prices and inflation fears, all these supply chain disruptions. And Tim, one of the most important levers tends to get a little bit overlooked, and that's the currency, the level of the New Zealand dollar. And we saw good illustrative evidence of what a bit of weakness in the currency can do for us. So I suppose some background, some context here. Recently, we've seen a strong GDP print. We saw that recently. And we've got this prospect of the high official cash rate next year. And that all creates an expectation that there could be upward pressure on the New Zealand dollar. But Kiwi dollar is not the only currency in town. And a stronger US dollar has sort of trumped that bullish sentiment for the New Zealand dollar. And yeah, that potentially sends a big boon to our exporters. So ASB released their commodities index yesterday, and it's hit an all-time high. So it's beating the previous peak we set 2 years ago. And that's courtesy of almost a 3% fall in the value of the New Zealand dollar. Now, what ASB is saying basically is they're reporting that rising global demand and ongoing supply bottlenecks are lifting prices. So we're seeing sort of double-digit gains across a lot of these commodities. So dairy, meat, forestry, seafood, they're all sort of between 10 and 30% higher than the beginning of the year in New Zealand dollar terms. And all of those major commodities, almost all of them, are above their 10-year averages. Now, we have to sort of acknowledge an index to some degree is an academic construct. So you have to think how much of that actually feeds back to the commodity producers. So there's a question of how much produce is actually getting sold at the current pricing. But we obviously, you know, if the price holds there, then the commodity producers have more opportunity to sell at these prices. Now, equal as importantly is what sort of foreign exchange hedging is in place. And for someone like Fonterra, that's an important consideration. But all that aside, the stuff we sell to the world is going well. That's the simple message.
And long may it continue. Vaccines and workplaces, a peek into the future?
Yeah, I couldn't go past talking about this, Tim. So the point here is living with COVID, you know, moving forward and changes that may have to occur, because at some stage we have to figure out how to live with and not without COVID, because it's not going away. So in the US, Morgan Stanley yesterday, the big US bank, they announced that from July 12th, they will restrict office access to vaccinated staff only. So employees and clients who've not received their COVID-19 vaccine will be barred from entering the bank's New York offices. You haven't got a vaccine, you can't go in, you can't go to work. So this is an attempt to sort of speed up the process of getting back to normal. And the background on this is that the big Wall Street banks are trying hard to get people back into the office. And look, I know there's a lot of debate about the working from home versus, you know, being in the office debate. And it's likely that hybrid outcomes will probably be an enduring outcome of COVID. But look, earlier this month, Goldman Sachs made it compulsory for staff to disclose their vaccine status. And yes, legally, apparently they can do that. BlackRock, they're the world's largest asset manager. Their office is only open to vaccinated employees as well. So it's one expression, I suppose, of which we're starting to see a sort of uneasy normality returning to the business world. And it also seems, I think, to presage, in a way, the use of vaccine passports for international travel, because it's sort of a logical extension. Well, you got your vaccinated, you can get on the plane. But it also, unfortunately, Tim, highlights where we're at in terms of our vaccine program, and that we're coming a bit late to this vaccination party.
Yeah, it would be good to be getting on with that. Let's have a look at the numbers very quickly.
Dow Jones, 39,926, down 20. S&P 500, 4,250, up 4. And the Nasdaq, 14,277, up 24. FTSE 100, down 16 overnight, 7,074. The Nikkei, 28874. Shanghai Composite, 3566. ASX 200 lost 44 yesterday, 7298. The NZX 50 gained 52, 12,586 on the currencies. Despite what I said, Kiwi a bit stronger this morning, 0.7048 against the US, 0.9298 against the Aussie, 0.5903 euro, 0.5044 pounds, 78.17 yen. Gold, $1,782. And the Hoss won't be very happy. Brent crude, $75.26. It's getting higher.
Yeah, it was very expensive this morning. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.